Hey, it's Crypto Bobby, and welcome aboard the Bitcoin rocket ship. It has very much far blasted off past $7,000, and it has been a ridiculous couple of days, couple of weeks in the Bitcoin world in general. So I want to talk about what's going on right now with Bitcoin over $7,000. Slightly above $7,000. Will it continue to run? Will we see a concerted sell-off in the near future at the B2X fork or prior to the B2X fork? And let's dive into that. And you're probably wondering, why the hell am I looking at a rocket ship if I'm watching this on the YouTube? Sorry if you're on the podcast, my apologies. But I just got a green screen and I have the maturity of a seven-year-old. So the first thing I had to do was make a little bit of a video that's on Twitter. If you want to see that, dancing at a conference I shall not name. And then the second thing was recording in front of a rocket ship. Why not? So let's jump into the actual, you know, footage of real Bitcoin and not the Bitcoin rocket ship. We'll pop over here to Coinage, and we were sitting at about $7,000. We're about $7 below $7,000. And as of about 6, 7 a.m. this morning Eastern time, Bitcoin ran all the way up to close to $7,500 and sold all the way off over the course of 1 hour. Pretty crazy candle there. Went all the way up to $7,400, about $30, and sold all the way down to $7,770. So pretty incredible movement and volatility in 1 hour of trading, which is pretty awesome to see. And this is, I don't want to say it was completely unexpected, but Bitcoin has absolutely had one hell of a move. We'll put it out in the day charts and we'll zoom back a little bit. But from October, Bitcoin started the month of October at $4,200 or so, and is now up over the month of, basically the month of October to November 1st, up about 64% in 32 days. I mean, that's incredible, incredible movement. And I know, there's a lot of times there's some arguments sometimes between people of Bitcoin versus altcoins. And, you need to have your money in altcoins or altcoins. And traditionally altcoins really crushed it in the beginning of this year. And Bitcoin has obviously had a fantastic run in its own right, up more than like 1,000%, but people have seen 2, 3, 5,000% gains for some of these altcoins. This is incredible because this has been happening while a lot of altcoins have really taken a nosedive down because that money has flooded from those altcoin profits into Bitcoin. So this has been really fascinating to see and has been exciting to see for me. I know there's probably a good subset of people out there that literally have either like no Bitcoin and they're 100% in altcoins, or they are very much heavily invested in altcoins and have a small Bitcoin portfolio. That was me previously. I think that was a lot of people because in June, July, and August, while Bitcoin had some nice runs there, the altcoins were the ones that were crushing it and going up multiple 100%. So Bitcoin has been a slow but steady, I mean, I don't know if you can call 65% in 1 month slow and steady, but really kind of the steady rock of the market. And it's been fun to see, and it's been fun to make money on. So that's what I'm continuing to look at Bitcoin into, as I've said before, and as I said numerous times, into the B2X fork. I'm continuing to look at Bitcoin and staying heavily weighted in Bitcoin. You could see from my portfolio yesterday, I could pull that back up, but this was fiat value. About 57% of my portfolio is Bitcoin. That's probably at about 60% right now. So that is even more heavily weighted towards Bitcoin as of from a fiat value percentage, because everything else is kind of continuing to go down and Bitcoin is continuing to go up. So that's just taking more and more of that portfolio pie. But interestingly enough, maybe it's just me, and maybe $7,000 is somewhat of like a psychological barrier in some cases, but I don't know how much farther we could go. And I'm somewhat tempted to sell a little bit of my portfolio and put that into cash for the time being for the next week or two, and then buy altcoins with that after the B2X fork, or buy Bitcoin after the B2X fork, after it goes down. But basically, saying, with some of my Bitcoin saying, screw it, I'm not, you know, I don't really care about the B2X dividend, and I think I can get bigger. Maybe that's a little bit cocky of me, but I think I could get bigger dividends. I can make more than 16% if I either buy, you know, if I buy some altcoins a few days before the, you know, B2X fork, and I think they can make 20, 30% plus that have been down, you know, 60, 50, 70% in some cases. I think that is something I'm going to look at. The one thing that I think is very interesting, and I'm going to talk about this too, but as we look and as a lot of you guys and girls look to see what, you know, to see what altcoins you should be in to, I'm over here on Bittrex, obviously. And as you look to see what altcoins that you should invest in, or the common theory right now, one of the common theories is that as soon as the B2X, if you're not familiar, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. One of the common theories right now, or theses, or strategies in some senses, and I tend to agree with this, and I think it's in a lot of cases pretty true. But one of the common things here is that, you know, the second the B2X fork happens, people are gonna, you know, take their 16-18% free money of B2X, and they're going to, you know, move that money that was in Bitcoin. Like somebody like myself, I didn't have all my money. I didn't have 60% of my holdings in Bitcoin previously. But they're going to take the money that they put in from the altcoins that went into Bitcoin, and they're going to move that back into some of these altcoins. The one thing I noticed with the Bitcoin gold fork, which I've said I think is somewhat of a precursor, not necessarily in terms of the, you know, the attack on the Bitcoin network, which I think B2X is a much greater threat. And there's a lot, you know, Bitcoin gold, BTG, is basically a crap coin. You know, it's really just not, it's really not worth much. Not, wasn't worth the conversation, but it was a good conversation to have. But in a lot of cases, I see what's going to happen with, I'm looking at what happened with Bitcoin gold, and I'm seeing where, and I'm thinking we're going to see that happen in a lot greater effect with Bitcoin Segwit 2X, the B2X. The one thing, when the prices of Bitcoin, so if we pop back, you know, if we pop back to when the Bitcoin gold fork went down, Bitcoin dropped immediately, and then dropped immediately like 5% plus percent or so. And because if Bitcoin drops 5%, I mean, we're talking about $5 billion, you know, we're talking about a $5 billion market cap drop. And a lot of that is money flowing from Bitcoin to, you know, a lot of that is money flowing from Bitcoin to altcoins, if during that Bitcoin gold fork and when that went down. So a lot of that was money flowing from Bitcoin to the altcoins. But the one thing I noticed that was fairly interesting was it was mostly concentrated, as you can imagine, but maybe you're not thinking about, as you can imagine, it's mostly concentrated, or was mostly concentrated, where I saw the biggest gains in my altcoin portfolio was in crypto that has a direct Bitcoin trade pairing. So if we're over here on Bittrex, you know, you have typically two trade pairings. You have your Bitcoin markets, then you have your Ethereum markets. Obviously, the Ethereum markets, there's a lot of ERC-20 tokens on the Ethereum market, but for Bittrex, it doesn't necessarily matter as much. But for Bitcoin, it's sometimes more of the traditional cryptocurrencies, not as many of the ERC-20 tokens, not as many of the recent ICOs. But as I'm looking at this, and when I'm looking at what's going to happen during the B2X fork or immediately after, I think that people are going to have their money on these exchanges, or the exchanges that will support the B2X fork, like Bittrex did with Bitcoin Gold. And they might have their, you know, their Bitcoin on the exchanges, and then literally the second somebody tweets out, okay, the snapshot has happened, then they're going to just hop in here and they're going to say, okay, like, let's say I want Vertcoin. Okay, I'm going to pop into Vertcoin. I'm going to go put in a buy order, and I'm going to, you know, sell my Bitcoin for Vertcoin, or for, you know, for whatever, Litecoin, Ethereum. And I think the cryptocurrencies that are the most easily, basically, you know, really what I'm trying to get at here is that the cryptocurrencies that are most easily accessible with Bitcoin are going to be the ones that are going to spike the fastest, I think, after the B2X fork. Does that necessarily mean it's going to happen? No. But, you know, I think that Ethereum, Litecoin, because they're both on GDAX, they're both on Coinbase, those are going to move up, and they're going to move up quickly after the B2X fork, because a lot of people have taken money from Ethereum and from Litecoin put into Bitcoin. I think things that have, you know, direct trade pairings, or that have high volume trade pairings, I should say, as well, in Bitcoin markets, that's what I'm going to be looking at going into the future, is what are some of these high volume, high volume tokens, high volume cryptocurrencies that have direct Bitcoin trading pairings that have been damaged quite a bit in the past month or so, and can I buy them on a cheap basis? So that's what I'm looking at prior to the B2X fork of where these altcoins go. And I think too, like I said, it was interesting because I had some recent ICOs, like back when the Bitcoin Gold fork happened, I had some ICOs that were really only trading on a few markets. And like if it was Moneta, which had been an absolute dog, and I sold my bags on that. But Moneta, I think basically everything in the damn market went up except Moneta when, or was one of the few. And it was the ERC-20, the recently ICO'd ERC-20 tokens that were struggling and not doing as well as soon as they hit the market. So that's one thing that I think, you know, finding things that have that are easily accessible with Bitcoin, those are going to be the things that spike up the quickly, maybe not long term, but you know, if you're trying to make a quick trade, that's going to be an interesting play for sure. And I'm excited to see how that ends up panning out. Now, outside of that, guys, I'm going to continue to take a look at Bitcoin. That's been, like I said, I've been heavily weighted in Bitcoin for the past month or so. That's been a fantastic move for me. I wish I was fully weighted in Bitcoin, but as always, hindsight is 20/20, and beggars can't be choosers. And We'll have to see what happens after the Bitcoin 2X, the B2X fork, and we'll see what that brings. But as of now, I'm continuing to gear up and kind of formulate the proper strategies and put the proper strategies in place to take advantage of what could be a pretty volatile time in Bitcoin during that B2X fork. So I'm excited for that. I would definitely recommend from your perspective, whether you know you're writing it down, whether you're listening to other people, whether you're creating your own theories and theses, I would recommend doing what you need to do to come up with your own come up with your own strategies and really be able to drive success and be prepared for that B2X fork. I think that's the big thing. If you just want to hold and do your thing, great. Just do your thing. Don't worry about it. But if you're gonna take advantage of some of the volatility that's most likely gonna go down that day, it's not something where you can probably pop over to your computer 5 minutes beforehand, pop open your ledger. You're gonna want to get your money on the exchanges. You're gonna want to have your money in fiat, ready to pull the trigger, whatever it might be. That's the type of thing that you want to be aware of prior to, so that when the servers crash or when people start freaking out, then you're ready and you're ready to roll. So that's I think an important thing there as well. Now, outside of that, guys, if you have questions today, I would definitely be interested in hearing what your overall thoughts are on the overall price of Bitcoin. Do you think it's going to continue to rise up in advance of the B2X fork? Do you think we are due for a small, significant pullback? Would love to hear your thoughts, your commentary on the overall Bitcoin movements and how that compares to, as we see, of course, Bitcoin's rise up in market dominance, which has been incredible. Where it really went to an absolute bottom back in mid-June with Ethereum's rise up and the old flippening, to where we're at right now, over 60% market capitalization for Bitcoin again. So I'd love to hear your overall thoughts on Bitcoin versus the altcoins and other things of that nature. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency, daily videos and podcasts on the subject of cryptocurrency. So hit me up if you need anything at all, and click that subscribe button if you'd like to get as many of these videos as possible. And then lastly, tonight on November 2nd, I do plan on doing a YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So the New York Jets, as many of you know, I'm a New York Jets fan, unfortunately. And as much as they stink, I'm still going to watch the game, but it's an 8:30 game tonight. So would love to do a little bit of a YouTube Live happy hour. Maybe get a little bit of a buzz in me just to account for the fact that the Jets are probably going to get their doors blown off. So join me tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time for Crypto Happy Hour if you'd like. And like I said, hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell just so you get the updates as soon as I do go live. Thank you so much for your time, guys. Appreciate it. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.